Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank goodness it's folk. Every Friday, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and worldwide at www.sheffieldlive.org.
Where the Dursleys are followed.
Perhaps a look, perhaps a line, or something taken out of time. It always starts with something little. Are we stupid? Are we blind? Maybe you shout, maybe I swear. Goes too far, we're not aware. It escalates at all. Separate this mess, match pair. Don't leave the door open, don't stop for a goodbye kiss. Don't leave the door open, I can't come back to this. Don't forgive and don't forget. Don't make it like the time we met. If we hang around till morning, we'll do something we regret. Don't leave the door open, don't stop for a goodbye kiss. Don't leave the door open, I can't come back to this. All this making up's exhausting, we need something longer lasting. We need love in a peaceful world. We don't need mediation, just a simple separation. Don't leave the door open, don't stop for a goodbye.
Magpie Arc there, kicking off the second half of this week's edition of Thank Goodness It's Folk. Magpie Arc, have announced today the lineup for their annual festival at Cecil Sharp House, which is the Indoor Folk Festival, which will take place on the 8th of February 2025. And they'll be joined by Sam Carter, and they'll be joined by Edgelarks, and they'll also be joined by the Bookshop Band. So that should be a great lineup. We're really looking forward to that. That will be fantastic. More names to be announced, and we'll hear from one of those names later on. But in the meantime, let's go now to Chris Wilde and Julie Matthews, who I had the privilege of speaking to the other day. We had a lovely chat about their new album, Days Like These. You'll hear all that in a minute, and from it, here's the opening track, Kalamazoo.
About you, the incredible gals from Kalamazoo.
Yeah.
Kalamazoo.
That was Chris Weil and Julie Matthews with Kalamazoo from their new album Days Like These, and it's always great to talk to Chris and Julie. And they're here now. How are you doing, guys?
Oh, we're doing great, Sam.
We're doing great. It's lovely to talk to you.
So we have a brand new album, as we do about every two years, which is always great. Tell me about the song we've just heard.
Well, Kalamazoo is really interesting, actually. An old friend of mine, John Leonard, he gave me a book some years ago called Kalamazoo Gals. And I read it and was totally blown away by it. And I thought, there's a song in there somewhere. And it kind of got put on the back burner. And so when it came to this album, I said to Chris, how do you fancy looking at this? And I told her the whole story. So this is the whole story. So a guy called John Thomas, he found a photograph of about 70 women standing outside the Gibson Guitar Factory in Kalamazoo. And he was curious about this because the photo was actually dated in the 40s. But the Gibson Guitar Factory stated that during the war between 42 and 45, there was no guitar production because all the men had gone to war. And so only the seasoned guitar the luthiers that were left behind would be doing repairs and finishing off any guitars. So he was curious about this because, A, he knew that there were guitars from that period, and they were called Golden Banner guitars because they had a golden banner on their headstock. And he thought, well, if there were no guitars produced, why are there all of these women during those years standing outside the factory? And so the book unfolds by him telling how he discovered that, in fact, between 42 and 45, Gibson employed a female workforce that produced 9,000 Banner guitars. And these guitars were actually the best guitars that Gibson had ever made. I mean, they are spectacular. I was talking to Martin Simpson about this yesterday, and he said, they really are unbelievably special guitars. And nobody really knows why. I mean, the wood was different because it was thinner. But the work that the women put in, the crafting, the beautiful carving, everything they put in made them really special. And the fascinating thing is that Gibson, until 5 years ago, have denied that this happened, even though he had proof, he had ledgers of how many, because they actually made 25,000 instruments.
And he went to Kalamazoo in Michigan and met some of the women that built them.
Yeah, his ambition was to meet one, and he ended up meeting 12 that were still alive. And this was in 2008, something like that?
Something like that.
Where he met these extraordinary women. And then, as a little caveat to that, I've been in touch with John Thomas recently, so I've actually been talking to him about this, and we've even sent him the song, which he was blown away by, and he's going to include some of our music in the latest documentary about it. So it's all really exciting, the Kalamazoo Gals.
Gosh, that's a wonderful story, isn't it? Absolutely. You're producing an album. Every couple of years, you're extremely prolific, you two. So, have you always got ideas for songs? Are you always looking for ideas for songs?
Well, I think you're surrounded by ideas, and yes, you know, because the world gives you ideas. So there's either people that you're close to, or people, you know, that are going through things, or there's world events happening, or, you know, you pick up a story like Kalamazoo. But yeah, Chris came across the most fantastic story for for one of the songs from this album.
Oh, so yeah, it's based on the post office scandal and a personal friend who was caught up in it when it all began, and lost her business and had to. She was brokenhearted actually, and she went to live in Spain. She couldn't stand to live here anymore because, you know, when people accuse you of something, kind of sticks until now. Good old Alan Bates, you know, and the fantastic press that he got has uncovered that, you know, these people have done nothing wrong. But up until that point, that even when you haven't done anything wrong, people think you have. And she just had to leave and she went to live in Spain. And she was a wonderful person. Yeah. And so this one is based on her story, really. Yeah, Trusted, Mistrusted, it's called.
This is Chris Weil. And let's listen to this. This is Chris Weil, Julie Matthews with Trusted, Mistrusted. Chris Weil and Julie Matthews there with Trusted, Mistrusted, great song, true story written by Chris, and also on this album, we should mention there's a couple of personal songs for you, isn't there, Julie, about your wonderful dad.
You must have met my dad through the years, Sam. My dad was an absolute cracker, and I lost him last year. And you can't help but be influenced by, you know, such significant people in your life. And losing dad, because I lost mom 6 years ago, but you can't possibly not be influenced to write something. And after I lost dad, it was quite difficult to write anything. And then it all came pouring out, because not only had I just lost dad, but I also found myself in the position we all do eventually find ourselves in, of becoming an orphan. And even though I'm 61, it still feels really oddly strange to become an orphan. There's nobody above me, if you like. I wrote a song about that feeling of not having either of them in my life. And then of course I wrote King of Sheds, because my dad literally was, Sam, the King of Sheds. He had every kind of shed known to man.
And every kind of tool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I actually said the other day, I played this song on the show last week, and I said, actually, this song is about Julie's dad, who was the King of Sheds. I said, but it could be about many people of that generation. It has my grandfather's in it too.
Exactly. Yeah. I think it's a song that a lot of people will identify with.
Yeah, my dad, he was a joiner, and he had a workshop outside in the shed. And I remember as a little kid, you know, him giving me hammers and nails to hammer into wood to keep me quiet while he made things. And that's a really special time with your grandparent or your dad, isn't it? It really is.
And I think certainly for our generation with parents, you know, and grandparents, you know, they did build things, and they did do a lot of DIY and stuff. And I think we've got less and less like that now, because it's easier to get a tradie in to do it.
Oh, people chuck things away now.
Yeah. Whereas my dad would never throw anything away. In fact, it was a nightmare walking down the street, because he would pick up a screw and I'd say, "Dad, you've got a million screws." And he said, "But that might be the screw that I need one day." Yeah. It was like,
God, we're getting into a chat now, but I bet it was a nightmare clearing out his shed.
Oh my goodness, you can't imagine what was in that.
He saved every tiny piece of wood that was left. And do you know what? Whenever there were jobs to be done over the years, those little bits of wood would be used. And we never wasted anything. It's a fantastic man.
There's a line in that song about his handles. Yeah. And they literally were the wooden handles on his tools. I can still feel how dad held them, because there is a slight indentation of where he held them over the years. And there is something really precious about that. I've kept quite a few of those things that were special to him.
Absolutely. Well, I can't remember actually, I probably did, but I can't remember actually meeting your dad, but I do remember you being at our house last time and having to speak to him on the iPad and showing him the dog. Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, I do remember that.
That was a nightly thing with dad.
And he was deaf, you know, so it was all right. All right, Dad.
Absolutely. I just remember looking at Chris and like, this is hilarious. Anyway, yeah.
It was a nightly thing, the FaceTime thing. And also, not only was he really hard of hearing, but his eyesight wasn't great. So he would always get really close up to the camera. So I only ever saw half his face. That was our nightly routine. I do miss those evening calls.
Also, he forgot some words for some things, you know, like one of them was like salad. So she said, "What have you had for tea, Dad?" And he'd say, "This is on FaceTime from Australia, right? Okay." And he'd say, "You know, that stuff with bits in, different bits in." And she said, "Pizza, not pizza. Soup. No, not soup. Do you mean salad? Yes, salad!
Brilliant. That was Jim Matthews there. Wonderful. And anyway, you're about to go on a very extensive and very special tour because it's your 30th anniversary.
Well, 30 years, how did this happen? I mean, because honestly, Sam, I know people must say this to you all the time, but it still feels so fresh and so vibrant to us as it did back then. And every time I get on stage, I'm just as excited as I was, you know, 30 years ago. And who'd have thought that all this time later, we would still be making albums, we'd still be touring the world, we'd still be writing songs for all of these albums. And like you say, it's every 2 years. And we don't just have this to write for. We have St. Agnes Fountain and we have Daphne's Flight. So it's a lot of songs that we come up with. But we're really lucky we get inspired by what we do. And it's we're just very lucky, aren't we, Chris?
We are. I mean, you know, we've got this lovely job and we can put our minds to it. And we've got great people that come on the road with us and take the pressure off us, you know. So we are really lucky. And we're lucky to be still enjoying it so much and so many people coming to see us for 30 years later. We've got a few albums left in us yet, Sam.
And it's 25 dates in 26 days, so that's a big full-on schedule. But as Chris said, we have Richard, our sound man, who looks after all the technical side, and he drives us. And then we have Jill, who looks after the business side, and she runs our shop. So we're very lucky. We get to, you know, set our gear up, go on stage and sing, and it's a joy. I can't wait. And it starts this Wednesday.
I just wish we had shares in Premiere Inn. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
And for some of the dates, a lot of them, you're going to have some special guests, aren't you? You know, you've announced you've got Miranda for the Southwest area. Miranda Sachs is coming, isn't she? And a couple with Marion Fleetwood. But in Sheffield, you'll be joined by Kelly Weil, won't you?
Yeah, joined by Kelly Weil, or R. Kelly, as we like
R. Kelly.
But we also will kind of keep it a little bit under our hats, but we are going to be joined for a few songs by a local, very, very, very special guest as well.
Yeah, and so, also on the album, we had Tom Chapman on cajon and Miranda on bass, Johnny Hayes on guitars, and Johnny's joining us at Berry, so that'll be fantastic. The only night you can do, which is going to be very special. Tom Chapman's joining us in Birmingham. Helen Watson's coming to Malden, Melanie Harrell's coming to Hitchin. So it's all lovely, you know, but the local one, the Sheffield one's going to be a really good night.
Like you say, you've got a very local special guest, and as a clue, you did speak about him earlier in the interview. So let's leave it at that. wonderful. That gig is on the 24th.
It's on the 24th. Greystones.
Wonderful. And you've also, if people can't make it to that, you're also Maltby. Tonight. I'm enjoying this chat so much. I'm losing time. that'll be a great gig tonight. That's at the Wesley Centre, isn't it?
Yes, it is indeed.
Lovely place, actually. Looking forward to that. Wonderful.
Well, thanks for having a chat with us. And we're going to finish with the title track of this new album, Days Like These, and this is just a fun song, isn't it? A happy song.
Happy song. Songwriters hardly ever write songs when they're happy, so I grabbed that moment while I could, and we had a lot of fun with this song, yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be an audience pleaser because we make everybody sing.
Thanks a lot. Nice chat to both of you. Let's finish with the title track of Chris Weil and Julie Matthews' new album, Days Like These.
Thanks, Sam.
Days like these.
like these at the swimming ocean. Every drop of water is a magic potion, and every last thought is like a brilliant notion. Oh, on days like these, on days like these, I feel immortal, and every door I open is a mystical portal, and everything's shining, everything sparkles. Oh, on days like these. Like a master, find my stride, then go a little faster, and she'd say yes to whatever I'd ask her. Oh, on days like these, on days like these, I'm as funny as a comic, and everyone around me says I'm a tonic. Whatever the problem, I'll get right on it. Oh, on days like these.
Chris Wilde, Julie Matthews there with Days Like These from the title track of their new album. And thanks to Chris and Julie for having a chat with us. And as they said, they'll be at the Greystones on the 24th of October, and they're also at the Wesley Centre in Maltby tonight. Actually. We were being secretive, but let's reveal that mystery special guest they were talking about. Of course, it's this man. It's my birthday tomorrow, so I'm going to play one of my absolute favourite tracks. This is Martin Simpson with Boots of Spanish Leather.
I'm sailing away, my own true love. I'm sailing away in the morning. Is there something I can send you from across the sea, from the place that I'll be landing? No, there's nothing you can send me, my own true love. There's nothing I'm wishing to be owning you. Just carry yourself back to me unspoiled from across that lonesome ocean. But I just thought you might long want something fine, made of silver or golden, either from the mountains of Madrid or from the coast of Barcelona. But if I had the stars from the darkest night, the diamonds from the deepest ocean, I would forsake them all for your sweet kiss. For that's all I'm wishing to be on in. Such a long, long time. It's only this I am asking. Is there something I can send you to remember me by, to make your time more easy passing? Well, how can you ask me again? You know it only brings me sorrow for the same thing today I would want again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Rosie Hudband there with Liddy Shears. And Rosie is on, as well as being Hartlepool Festival this weekend, which I'm really looking forward to seeing her there tomorrow. She's all Rosie and the band will also be on at Derby Festival on next Sunday, the 13th of October. Really looking forward to seeing them there too. And looking forward to introducing them, hopefully, on both of those occasions. And also, Rosie will be part of our Sheffield Folk Celebration Weekend, which you can find details about and get tickets for. And they only cost 30 quid. What a 30 quid for the weekend, what a bargain. It's going to be a great weekend, 23rd. 24th of November at Crooks Social Club. Now, let's have one of the acts that are appearing at the Magpie Arc Festival, Indoor Folk Festival, on February the 8th, 2025, at Cecil Sharp House. This is Edgelarks with Wander.
His father left the West when the war led him to Rome. His children, they forgot the tongue that had been their father's home. The shapes of words were broken by the city's endless roar, and the lines of accents spoken told their stories no more. But it's not about your blood or the mud around your bones, but the toil of your hands and the seeds they've sown, the roots that you dig when you make your home, for feet were made to wander. I have a love for the land that I've known, for the trees and the fields by the sea where I've grown, but I believe you should choose where you dig your home, for feet were made to wander. And enclosure took our fathers from the land. They forgot their tongues, forgot the sun on their backs. They did not know their brothers, so how could they lend a hand? They did not know themselves, so how could they make a stand? For it's not about your blood or the mud around your bones, but the toil of your hands and the seeds they've sown, the roots that you dig when you make your home, for feet were made to wander. I have a love for the land that I've known, for the trees and the fields by the sea where I've grown, but I believe you should choose where you dig your home, for feet were made to wander. To survive, throw seeds to the wind. They put down roots in the place they thrive, that's where they belong. They make a wild garden singing in the heart of town. Such beautiful varied weeds, they're hard to trample down. For it's not about your blood or the mud around your bones, but the toil of your hands and the seeds they've sown, the roots that you dig when you make your home, for feet were made to wander. I have a love for the land that I've known, for the trees and the fields by the sea where I've grown, but I believe you should choose where you dig your home, for feet were made to wander. Feet were made to wander. Feet were made to wander.
Edgelocks there with Wonder, and they're, like I say, they will be at the Magpie Arc Festival on the 8th of February 2025, the indoor folk festival at Cecil Sharp House. It will be their first London show after a significant break from touring as a duo. Wonderful stuff. Earlier this week, I went to see Fairground Attraction on their reunion tour, and they were fantastic. If you get a chance, do go and see them in Nottingham tonight. And they've got a wonderful new album. And from it, this is the opening track, Beautiful Happening.
Something beautiful in this darkness. Something beautiful is going on. There's something happening in the silence. Some kind of sweet and worthless song. Some kind of beautiful happening. There's something growing out of the sadness. Something wonderful is happening. Yes, something wonderful. Something hopeful. Some kind of strange, mysterious thing. Some kind of beautiful. Some kind of beautiful. Some kind of beautiful.
Wales Fairground attraction there with Beautiful Happening. And if you can, catch them on tour if you can. They really are wonderful. It's great to see them. Great to see them working together again. Thanks very much for listening today. Thank you to James for the first half. Thank you to Chris Weil and Julie Matthews for joining me for the second half. And I'm going to finish with a classic Planxty tune that was played so expertly well by the combination of musicians that featured James Fagan on last Saturday night when we had Rich Arrowsmith and Joe Mars 50th anniversary Cayley, and James playing the bouzouki as good as Donald Lonnie launched into this classic tune, and they rocked the night away. To finish off this week's edition of Thank Goodness It's Folk, here's Planxty with the 42 Brown Shake, and we will see you next week on Thank Goodness It's Folk. Look after one another.